Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. David Rolander is here, ladies and gentlemen. He's a professional speaker, an executive coach, a mentor. He has been working with executives for years to help them master their profession and become better executives and better executive thinkers. He was in the Air Force during Vietnam, flew a couple of hundred combat missions over Vietnam, and he's the author of The CEO Code, How a Great Company and Inspire People, Create a Great Company and Inspire People to Greatness. That's the subtitle. He's our new friend, David Rolander. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
The CEO Code. Now, I've been talking about being a CEO. This year, I took this on very seriously. I've always talked about being an executive, being a CEO of your small business. But this year, I've really been focusing heavily on it, trying to help small business owners realize that if they're going to grow their business, if they're going to have a more successful, professional, sustainable business, they've got to do executive thinking, not management thinking, but executive thinking sometime during the week, month, or the year. And that means dropping into the CEO role. What do you think about that?
I agree. I absolutely agree. In fact, if you could even take it a little further, and that is, I advocate everybody think of themselves as a corporation, and that they are the CEO of the corporation. So their personal life,
right?
They can.
I'm sorry. My wife is the CEO at my house. So,
but you're the president, right?
Yeah. No. Not even that close. Anyway, other than that, though, I agree. Go ahead.
Well, I just think that it's a good idea to think about it, to think about your whole life as if it's a business. And because business is not a bad word, business is a good word.
Yeah.
Just like sales is a good word, not a bad word, I believe, if you do it right. And so why not think of your whole business that way? But what amazes me, Jim, is I remember when I was back in my master's program for finance, and I had been in the military, and so I was just a little bit older than all the other guys.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, it was all guys. And we started talking about finance. Here we are. We're all getting MBAs in finance.
Mm-hmm.
And I started talking to them about what they do with their personal life and what they're going to do their investments and all that stuff. And the classic response was, well, I don't handle that. My wife handles all of my money. And I was just dumbfounded. Here they are. They're getting a master's degree
right.
in finance. And somebody else, who in this case happened to be their wife, could be the other way around, right?
Uh-huh.
A wife could be getting a master's and having her husband. I mean, it's
right.
It's just kind of crazy.
Right. So, yeah, you got to take charge of whatever you're in. And do you recommend that you as part of your code that you help employees to be the CEO of their assignments?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and of their life.
Yeah.
What I said earlier. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So
they have to take responsibility.
So what do you when you say the CEO code, tell us what that means.
Well, the CEO code is not just one simple formula. I wish it were. I wish life was just a simple formula. It's like many people ask, what are the three keys to effective communication? It's not just knowing three questions and you're a good communicator.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very complex thing. One of the things that is core to the CEO code is a simple formula, however, and that is attitude plus skills plus activities equals results. And the attitude is number one. The activities come next, then come skills, and then you get results.
Mm-hmm.
Many people get that tiny little formula mixed up.
So yeah, attitude's first, right?
Attitude is first.
All right,
attitude.
So tell us what that means. I think we know what attitude means, but when you say it in terms of the code, what does attitude mean?
Well, attitude is not everything, but it's nearly everything. Just think about it this way. It means that you have a positive, can-do attitude. It does not mean that you're Pollyanna, that you just disregard reality, you don't see problems. You face things, and you see a problem, you say, okay, this is a serious problem. However, how are we going to approach and attack this problem? How are we going to get around this problem?
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to get over this problem?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have that can-do, positive, we'll make it happen attitude, number one.
So attitude is made up of your personality, your worldview, your experiences, the way you think of life. I mean, that's all part of the attitude, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree 100%.
Uh-huh. All right.
Absolutely. So you got to have that attitude. If you have a give up attitude, you're dead before you start.
Right.
So you've got to figure, I'm going to make it happen somehow, some way. I'm going to try. I'm going to make it happen.
Can I stick something in here, folks? As you're listening to David talking about these things, you know, you're already there. You're the owner. You're not going to fire yourself. If you're not measuring up, you're just going to have to grow and acquire these skills yourself. But as he's talking about these things, think about these characteristics, these traits about your people, the folks who work for you, or the ones who make one day work for you, and think about those kinds of traits when you're hiring people, when you're managing people. What do you think, David?
Oh, I agree. Absolutely. In fact, the biggest problem that most companies have relative to hiring is that they hire for skills, and then they have to let the people become liberated, go, exterminate them, whatever you want to call it, ask them to move on. Why? Not because of their skills so much. Usually it's because of their attitude or the way they communicate or how they get along with the team or how effectively they blend with other people. That's usually the reason. And there's often a cultural misfit, which is all part of the attitude.
I have said for decades that you should hire for intelligence and attitude. If you can't have those two things, all the experience in the world is not going to make them successful if they don't have intelligence. I want to hire smart people, and I would rather if you give me a smart person with experience or a smart person with a good attitude that we'll fit in and we'll as you say work with a culture, I'll take that second person every time.
Sure, and attitude is so important. Think of Forrest Gump.
Yeah, exactly.
It was all attitude. It wasn't brilliance.
And the other you flip that word around though, when you're getting attitude, that's the part I can't stand.
Well, see, and I think that relates to something that's very, very important that as leaders we need to take into consideration. And that is that everyone has had a past experience that's mm-hmm. different than mine.
Right, right. Hey, David, give us the website, please. Tell us how we can find the book.
DavidRolander.com, R-O-H-L-A-N-D-E-R.
He and I will be right back after these messages. The book is called The CEO Code. We're going to talk some more about how to help you and your organization become better critical CEO thinkers. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.